Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Instagram is launching a new video feature called Reels for iOS and Android, but only in Brazil for now, where it's called Cenas. Reels is similar to TikTok, which lets users make 15-second video clips set to music and share them to stories. There's also a new top Reels section of Explore. Reels comes with a huge catalog of music, and anybody can remix audio from anyone else's video as well. The company points to Brazil being a good market to start with due to the country's big Instagram population, musical culture, and thriving creator community. Facebook is launching a new payment system called Facebook Pay, compatible through Facebook and Messenger, and eventually Instagram and WhatsApp as well. Users can send money to friends, shop for goods, buy event tickets, make in-game purchases, and donate to fundraisers. The service is separate from Facebook's new Calibra wallet and the Libra network, and the company says it's built on existing financial infrastructure and partnerships. Facebook Pay is initially rolling out on Messenger and Facebook in the U.S. this week. It'll be available through your settings section and will support most debit and credit cards, as well as PayPal. The company is using Stripe, PayPal, and other services to process those payments. In other Facebook news, multiple Facebook users reported that their iPhone cameras were turned on in the background while they scrolled through their news feeds looking at photos and videos, noting that their cameras were activated behind Facebook's app. After watching a full-screen video and then going back to a normal view, a bug appeared to slightly shift content to the right with the camera visible in the open space on the left. CNET reports that it was able to replicate the issue, although it seems limited to the newest versions of iOS and doesn't seem to affect Android users. Guy Rosens, Facebook's vice president of integrity, tweeted on Tuesday that this seems like a bug and the company's looking into the matter. Some Disney Plus users experienced login problems during its U.S. launch on Tuesday. Disney posted on Twitter that demand exceeded our high expectations. Disney owns a majority stake in Disney Streaming Services, formerly BAMTech, one of the most reliable back-end streaming providers. The Wall Street Journal reports that hospital operator Ascension has contracted Google to provide data analysis of health records for patients in its 150 U.S. hospitals. Project Nightingale will use Google Cloud systems and AI to scan electronic records and help identify medical conditions. The data, including birth dates, lab results, diagnoses, and hospitalization records, is collected legally by Ascension, but Ascension and Google have not told doctors or patients how the program will work. HIPAA rules let hospitals make data available to business partners without notification as long as the data is only used to help the hospital provide healthcare. November 11th is Singles Day in China and other countries in Asia, the biggest shopping day in the world. Alibaba, which popularized Singles Day, set a record for sales at $38.4 billion in 24 hours. Almost all brands chose to do a live stream on Alibaba's Tmall this year in order to boost sales. The total for Alibaba was up 26% year over year, which is the smallest growth percentage since Alibaba started promoting the event in 2009. The New York Department of Financial Services is investigating how Goldman Sachs awards credit lines for the Apple Card. Multiple women have reported that they received a lower credit limit than their husband, despite having similar assets and credit scores. Goldman posted to Twitter, "It does not make decisions based on gender," and, quote, "reviewed our credit decisioning process to guard against unintended biases and outcomes." And finally, a Netflix spokesperson tells Gizmodo that the reason it's discontinuing support for older Rokus and smart TVs from Samsung and Vizio is because these older apps use Windows Media DRM. Netflix started using its replacement, Play Ready, in 2010. These older apps are not able to support Play Ready, so the culprit for losing your Netflix in the older devices is digital rights management. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. And remember, rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane, and thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.